is a story I heard a long, long time ago. I heard the story told by very elderly people. It's about something terrible that happened to the village of the name of that place is Yat. We call that village Yat. But if you look at it in the chart, the name there is Side Rock. So that's the place that's called Yat. There was a time ago when there was a big village there. There was one morning, one of the young girls came out from the longhouse, and she couldn't even go outside. The ocean was right up against the houses. So she got so frightened, she let out a long, loud scream. And all the people living in the village, they heard her scream, so they all come rushing out. And there was a big excitement there about the water coming up so high to their longhouses. So what they did was, They put on to the canoes whatever they could save. They put a lot of stuff onto their canoes and saved a lot of their stuff. But they didn't know how high that water was going to come. So that tide just kept coming up. It just got higher and higher. Not long after they got their stuff onto the canoes, the long houses were half underwater. And the tide still kept coming up higher and higher. And the tide came right over the houses. The houses were underwater. In that village, there was some huge, big totem poles along the beach line in front of the houses. So what they did was they paddled their canoes over to the totem poles, and that was what they were tied onto for a long, long time. The tide finally stopped rising. So they were tied to them totem poles for a long time. And they were watching very closely about see if the tide's coming up higher or watch if it start dropping. Finally, ocean water started going back down slowly, and took a long time before the houses came back out of the water. It just kept going down until finally the land became dry land again. But they were afraid, so they stayed on their canoes for quite a while before they start coming up back up to the beach, and they figured they were going to be safe for them to get their stuff off the boats. But they stayed on the beach line for a long time near their canoes, and they never knew what was coming next. So So this is a story about villages that went underwater. So it took a long time before the dry land become dry land around them again. Water was over a great deal of the dry land area. So after a long wait, they figured it was safe to get off the boats. And they finally started getting off their boats, and they kept a very close watch on the tide. It kept going down until it got down to where to a normal place where the tide's supposed to be. So they thought to themselves that things are going to do. They figured that the ocean is going to go back to normal. So they settled back down. They all got back to their longhouses again too. All they could see was all the damage the water done to their belongings. So this is something I heard a long, long time ago. I think I heard this story something like 70 years back. When we're young kids, some old person would sit down and tell us stories. So this is one of the stories that I remember.